All right, in trending political news, Bernie Sanders says he will not release his medical records after he promised to do so.
Oh, Lord, I'm sick of this politics. Can we do something else? Now we on Bernie. He said Bernie had a heart attack a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Didn't he do that?
Yeah, but he doesn't. I mean, why?
Other senators, we don't know what the hell Biden talking about. Why we keep talking about these people? It's the same thing. Every day we talking about these damn people. How long we going to talk about them?
Till November.
No, give me a break. It's got to be some news somewhere.
I agree with you,
Tommy.
What about
the chicken news? Let's go back to damn chicken.
I agree with
Anything
you,
going on lately? Man.
I don't give a damn if he shows us his medical records. Here's what we know. He had a heart attack and he old.
Yeah.
Right.
What else you need to know?
But no. I just like the fact that he said he's not going to do it. President Trump doesn't release anything, so
no,
whatever.
Trump hired a guy that told him he's in the greatest shape he's ever seen any human being. You fat ass.
What?
How can that be?
I know. You're orange.
Your body
fat
mass index is high as hell.
Because you're eating quarter pounders every
man,
damn day.
Man, come on. He ain't turned in medical records. He ain't turned in his damn taxes. He don't come to court. He don't answer subpoenas.
Right.
Man, I don't give a damn if Bernie Sanders, somebody man up and say they ain't giving out nothing.
Right. I like it.
Yeah, that's what
Sanders
said
that he's not going to do it, and he has released as much medical information as any other candidate. So there you go.
Man, that's going to make this known. Yeah. I'm on politic vacation from now on, so don't ask me nothing about it. I'm on politic
all right,
vacation.
Cool. Moving
on.
I'm here live for it.
Moving on, Joe Biden said he's upset that Mike Bloomberg has linked himself to President Obama in his campaign ad because Bloomberg has criticized Obama when he was president.
It's locked.
All right. Well, I'll say this. I know you don't want to talk about it anymore, Tommy, but you do, Steve. I'll just say this. They're fighting amongst each other. They got to fight Donald Trump. Okay? They have to
fight
Donald Trump.
There is a divide in the Democratic Party.
Here's the deal. All the pictures Mike Bloomberg got of him and Barack Obama is real pictures. They laughing.
Yeah.
They talking. They on the airplane together. Okay. Them real pictures. Joe, you need to come up with something, man. Make us want to vote for you. That's what you need to do.
Joe ain't going to remember that. Now, I said I wasn't
Tommy, you said you were through with politics.
But
remember?
Joe don't remember that. So y'all quit acting like Joe finna remember something. Joe don't remember nothing. And I understand it. I'm watching it. Joe started talking. Then he turned left. Started talking about something else. He was Joe talking about politics. All of a sudden, boom, how about them Yankees? What is you talking about, Joe? What is you talking about? We talking politics right now, Joe. I was with you, Joe. I was. But God, dog, I'm through. I'm back on vacation. Go ahead.
Okay, politics vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, finally, news out of Chicago. He calls himself a Trumpocrat now. And freed political prisoner. That's disgraced ex-governor Rod Blagojevich. He used his first full day of freedom yesterday to thank President Trump for commuting his prison sentence, and he took the first shot at redefining his legacy. So there you go. So he's on the Trump train now.
Yeah. If you get me out of prison, I'm voting for your ass.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm making what little campaign contribution I got, I'm giving it to you. And when you get out of prison, you ain't got no money.
You get me out. I'm wearing that hat to church.
Dog.
You get me out. What?
Had that mega hat on.
Got that mega hat kicked to the side. He would not come down from the cross just to save himself.
I said, "Is Jesus make America great again? I know Jesus will make America great again. I know Jesus will make America great again. I said that Jesus will make America great again. Go, Donald Trump, y'all. Hey, hey.
All right, coming up next, nephew Tommy. With today's prank phone call right after this.